G&D Audio presents an unabridged recording of Get It Done Now, Own Your Time, Take Back Your Life by Brian Tracy. Narrated by Michael Tracy. Introduction. There is a quote attributed to that most famous of individuals, Anonymous, that says, "Starve your distraction and feed your focus." This is the perfect idea with which to open this book. We live in the most technologically advanced period of history, yet the challenge of remaining optimally productive in our modern world has, in many ways, never been greater. How can this be? With the advent of mobile phones, killer apps, broadband, internet speeds that stagger the imagination, and nearly any bit of information, or product, or solution available one click away, how can it be that remaining optimally productive is such a challenge for so many people? How is it that all of these technological tools have not freed us up to focus on the most important items for our professional and personal lives? The question can be answered with one word: distraction. This amazing technology comes with a dark side. Many of us spend precious time focusing on precisely the wrong things. This goes far beyond trivia, gossip, supposedly urgent news headlines, and the like. I'm talking about the incessant and numerous emails, texts, notifications, and ads that seem important, even urgent, but in reality only complicate our lives and take us further from our goals. If you are like most people today, you are overwhelmed with too much to do and too little time. As you struggle to catch up, new tasks and responsibilities keep rolling in like the waves of the ocean. Because of this, you will never be able to do everything you have to do. You will never be caught up. You will always be behind in some of your tasks and responsibilities, probably in many of them. For this reason, perhaps more than ever before, your ability to select your most important task at each moment and then to get started on that task and get it done both quickly and well will probably have more of an impact on your success than any other quality or skill you can develop. In this book, I will discuss a variety of mental approaches, skills, and strategies to enable you to select the most important task at each moment and get it done on schedule. You'll learn some of the greatest time-saving methods ever conceived, how to get organized and stay organized, why you should plan every day in advance, the difference between bad procrastination, which you should avoid, and creative procrastination, which I endorse wholeheartedly, productivity tips for the workplace and the home, and more. Here, you'll discover that there truly is a science to productivity, a science that has been tested and proven again and again, not just for years, but for decades, with landmark publications like The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker and my own books, Time Power and Eat That Frog. Today, we have more sophisticated data on time management and productivity than ever before, with details on how people actually spend their time in the workplace versus how they believe they are spending their time. I'll present some of those findings in this book, and they will shock you. The goal of this book is to bring you many of the verified facts about productivity, eliminate the myths and half-formed theories, and leave you with a treasure of ideas for becoming more influential in your own life and in the lives of those who you care about. Chapter 1. No excuses. Take control of your life now. Productivity is the ability to get results, results that help other people, change their lives, and help them get results as well. The great tragedy today is that people take as little schooling as they can. They take the easiest courses possible, get average grades, just enough to get through, and fail to continually upgrade their ability to get results that people will pay them for. Here, I want to give people mental and physical tools that they can use to get better results faster. As a result, they will earn more money, be promoted faster, and best of all, feel wonderful about themselves. You shouldn't be productive just for money or to please your boss. You ought to be productive because you feel happy. We want to get results for others. Many years ago, an old acquaintance, motivational teacher Earl Nightingale, said that your rewards in life will be in direct proportion to the results that you get for other people. We always get what we deserve. He said, "You never get more or less than you deserve." Many people's lives are ruined because they're trying to get more out than they put in. They're trying to get more than they deserve. Earl said the word deserve comes from the Latin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?